what do they do so well to protect that football?
I mean, I haven't watched all their games yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and you know, if he's making smart decisions, and you know, guys are catching the ball and not dropping passes and leading to tip balls, and running backs aren't fumbling, or they may have had some of those situations, and you know, somebody may have fumbled and they recovered it. You know, may have had a couple of tip balls and guys couldn't get to them. So it's a lot of different factors, but you know, we have to focus on us and try to force them.
Historically, he's been so efficient, accurate, but you've had success against him individually, and then the defense as a whole has had success against him. What is it about that matchup that you guys succeed against one of the best of all time?
Man, I couldn't tell you, you know.
Would you if you did know?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You know, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks. I've been a fan of Drew Brees for a really long time. I really respect his game. I really respect him as a player. I've been a fan of him for a while, and you know, I met him at the Pro Bowl. He was exactly how I thought he would be. Watching him work in practices and all those little things were very inspiring. So I've been a fan of Drew for a long time. You know, the fact that we have had success against him and against the Saints, I don't know why, but hopefully it can continue on Sunday.
How do you feel about trying to force those turnovers?
Just doing our job. You know, I mean, fumbles happen when guys are tackling the ball, stripping the ball, and just because if guys fumble doesn't mean you're gonna recover it. Recoveries happen from guys hustling, and you have more guys around the ball than they do, for the most part. Interception comes from guys doing their job, covering a man, being in the right spots, defensive line getting pressure and forcing errant throws, and all the little things. It's not doing anything special. He's just playing defense the way defense should be played, and like you said, forcing turnovers.
In some ways, do you think they might be due for a turnover, given that they've been so fortunate through?
I hope. I think they've only played four games, though, right?
Four games.
They were on the bye last week. Yeah, I hope they're due. You know?
Robert, you were here in 2014 when you guys had a historically good run defense. The numbers right now aren't too far off par. I realize five games is still a relatively small sample size. But when you got Jared out there and Tavon, those crash down second level guys, how would you compare and contrast it to? I mean, how good is this particular group of stuff in the run?
I think we're doing a great job. You know, I think we're doing a fantastic job in committing to the run and stopping. From the secondary to the linebackers to the D-line, I think we're flying around, we're executing, we're hitting our run responsibilities, and we're playing within the scheme and making tackles.
Without Nada, how does that challenge change for you guys?
You know, that's a he was big, you know, but as a defense, we gotta do what we've always done. You know, the next guy gotta step in and play. You know, Haloti, you know, he's never played 100% of the snaps in the game, so there's been somebody that has to come in and give him a breather, and so guys gotta come in and play more and play at a high level. I mean, that's really the only thing that you can do. Oh, man. You knew that was going to happen at some point, you know. But we'll see what happens.
Malcolm Jenkins said the players will get their message out no matter what. Do you feel like that's the same response?
Yep.
Does it have to happen, though, for business? Or, I mean, is this something that can be avoided?
What? Well, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business. I mean, a lot of people look at it as a game. To the people on the inside, it's a business. And so, as players, we are employees. And so, you know, sometimes the bosses make you do things. And you have decisions to make. I'm gonna pass on these today.
Can I ask you just one other thing? There are some players that are gonna go down to the owners meetings next week. I think you're a player rep, obviously you're a pretty prominent voice. Are you gonna go down there? You've been invited.
I doubt I go. Next week will be a bye week, so I'll probably be spending some time with my family.
Do you and Malcolm talk at all about these issues and how the players can respond?
We've had conversations. The message will be put out. You know, the message. It will be out clearly.
How will get out? And what message?
I'm gonna stay out of that today.
Were you invited? Just to be clear, were you invited down there next week?
Well, I just got an email. I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what they're actually saying in the email. But it's a hot topic, man.
Sure is.
Hot topic. It's real life stuff.
How does Matthew Stafford look to you after Sunday's injury?
I mean, I haven't saw him, really. I don't know. We haven't practiced yet, so, I mean, I've been in classroom all day. He's been in classroom, so I don't know. You'll see it 2 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry if you've already been asked, but can you talk about this Saints offense?
Oh, man, they are historically really good offense, you know. Anytime you have a guy leading the charge like Drew Brees, he's going to make a lot of things go. They got weapons on the outside, running game, tight ends. They've always been good. This year is no different. They've added some new pieces, and those guys complement the offense well.
One of those new pieces is Kamara. They've obviously increased his role a lot lately. What does he bring to them that maybe they hadn't had?
Well, he brings a lot of versatility. You know, he can run the ball. He can catch it out the backfield. He make guys miss. You know, he can take it the distance. I mean, he's bigger than he probably looks on to a lot of guys, you know, so he breaks a lot of tackles. Elusive guy, receiver type guy. You put him on the outside, he's running deep routes and just running past guys. So he definitely brings a different dynamic, you know, a guy that can play receiver for him and a guy that can run between the tackles for him.
As a defense that's forced 11 takeaways in 5 games, how impressive is it that they don't have them? I know they've only played 4, but that's a pretty impressive stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it's a lot of things that's going right for you not to have at least one turnover, because, like I said, I haven't watched every play of every game, but, you know, turnovers happen for all different reasons. You know, guy drop a pass or tips a pass and it gets intercepted. Could be a great throw. Guy just didn't hold on to it right. Or, you know, running back gets ahead and fumbles. And just because you fumble doesn't mean it's a turnover. The other team has to recover it. So it's a lot of factors that go into getting a turnover and not getting a turnover, you know. So I don't know exactly what they've been doing to prevent it. But, I mean, they've been doing a good job. They haven't had a turnover yet. So, hopefully the law of averages will prevail. And hopefully they're due to catch up.
How's Michael Thomas stack up against the young receivers in this league? There's a lot of good ones right now.
I think he's good. I think he's a really good talent. He's a big guy, runs good routes, strong hands, and plays tough, makes tough catches, and you know, when you got a guy like Drew Brees throwing you the ball and running the show, like I said, he's gonna elevate the guys around him. And Mike has came in, he's played well.
I feel like Darius is probably one of the best guys in the world to be able to bounce back from a performance. He's really good at forgetting and moving on to the next player, the next game. But how have you seen him respond to last Sunday's game?
Oh, I mean, he's been slay. I haven't noticed anything at all. I think we'll all be ready to go on. We'll all be ready to go on Sunday. Everybody.
I know it's early, but how important is it at this stage to get a win going into the bye, and especially what's going on in your division? Packers are zooming, Vikings are kind of moving up a little bit, not to lose any ground.
I mean, we're not really focusing on anybody else. We're really worrying about ourselves, and for us, it's a big difference in 4-2 and 3-3. So, we want to go on the road and get a win. Thank you.